Hi, this is the question for Robert Charlie, Robert Charley. Date of birth is 8/3/1970. Date of service is 6/5/2025. Date of accident is 6/4/2025. Robert Charley, Robert Charley. If complaints, is that he has a pain in the neck area, middle back area, lower back area, headaches, and numbness and tingling of the third, fourth, and fifth finger of the right hand. All of these symptoms are alleged to have happened from an automobile accident that occurred on 6/4/2025. Patient reports that he was traveling. The details of the accident are as follows. The patient was traveling in a Focus car, 2010, and as a front seat passenger. And the accident happened on 6/4/2025, and they collided with the Jeep. They were traveling at 10 miles an hour. The Jeep was traveling at 15 miles an hour. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The airbag did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. And the patient, Robert Charley, is not able to provide the details of the accident at this time, details of the damage to the car, and it is not unable to provide the details of his injury. He reported that he is not aware of all of this information, and this will be provided at a later date. And headaches are present, but no symptom of TBI. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, none of them. No forgetfulness, no disorientation, no confusion, lack of focus, no loss of concentration. There's no nightmares and no nausea, vomiting. No blood vision, spots in the vision or loss of vision. For the patient denies any subtle anesthesia. There's no incontinence of the urine bowel, no numbness and tingling except to the right hand, third and fourth finger. No difficulty walking, no fatigue, no anxiety, depression, or panic, no weakness. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient is continuing having some moderate to severe pain in the neck to the tune of 9, middle back pain is 9, lower back pain is 9. However, there is no radiation of pain or numbness or tingling or radiculopathy to either upper extremities, none to the lower extremities. And patient report that when he walks, he has a sharp pain in the which shoots down to the knee, and he has dropped to the knee sometime. Other than that, these pains are felt like throbbing. They are 5 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're continuous, and they are worsened by sitting, bending, standing, and improved by lying down. We do not have a history of whether patient went to the hospital after the accident, and this will be additional history will be added at a later date. So no muscle weakness is reported. Patient has had no treatment since the accident on 6/4/2025. Please review the records for the system review. For surgical history, he has had 2 rotator cuff surgeries in 2008 and 2009 at Sinai Grace Hospital. Allergies, none. Please review the charts for family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history. And personal history. as well as the ADL and the diagnosis. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 154 over 94, pulse is 63, pulse ox is 100%, height is 5 feet, 5 inches, weight is 142 pounds, temperature 97.1, 54-year-old, black male, African-American males, average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyuria. Sitting comfortably, and he has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices, and is independent without using any adaptive device. He is not overtly anxious or lethargic. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological and psychological exam. In the musculature examination, patient has a severe spasm of the quadratus lumborum bilaterally, as well as paravertebral muscle spasm bilaterally from T5 to L5. Trapezius muscle is not in spasm. No other muscle have a spasm. Rest of the muscles are normal with normal tone, bulk, and contraction. And there is no clonus fasciculation or abnormal tremors noticed. And no trigger points. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection palpation is normal, comes from the template. The spine tenderness is present at bilateral SI joint and L5-S1. Hypertonicity 1 plus with the paravertebral muscle spasm of T5 to L5 bilaterally. Range of motion cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 30. Bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 20. And bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. The Lermit test was positive. Purling is positive. Distraction test was found positive. Toto-R test was negative. Thoracic spine phlegm test is negative and Roux test was negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. CLR is positive. Regard is negative. Kemp test is negative. Lewinsky sign is negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joint are positive. Tender. Faber test is positive. Larsen test is positive bilaterally. Distraction test. Iliocompression. Standing flexion test is negative. Extremities examination. All the extremities are completely normal except for the right hand and wrist area where grip is normal, but the Tinel sign was found positive and Phelan sign was found positive. The rest of the upper extremity on the right and left and lower extremities bilaterally are completely normal. The hip, knees, foot, and ankle, the shoulders. Although right shoulder has a pre-existing issue where he is unable to lift beyond 90 degrees, he has had two surgeries in the rotator cuff in 2008 and 9, but they have no issues with the automobile accident of the current date. Only positive finding is the Tinel sign and Phelan sign is positive in the right wrist. And there is no muscle weakness or atrophy or thinner prominence, no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, fractures, none of them. Normal peripheral pulses, normal reflexes. Guidance is from the template. Plan of care is from the template. Sorry, diagnosis is from the chart. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan consists of the following. Physical therapy was ordered 3 times a week. for neck, mid-back, lower back, and for the muscle spasm, quadratus lumborum spasm, paravertebral muscle spasm, with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise. In addition, patient was considered disabled for work, Holzberg replacement is ordered, and a transportation was added. Medications are on hold until we have a formal ID of the patient. Patient did not supply an ID. All the medications are on hold. And non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psych, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records and interventional pain procedures, medical records are on hold until we have reviewed all the records from the hospital. If he has been to the hospital, the history is a little bit incomplete. So we'll have additional history dictated later. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attendant care and caseworker, none. Past medical records are being ordered released. Investigation, none. DMEs, no DME has been provided. Education, yes. And disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.